Welcome to Keep Going, a new podcast brought to you by the TMP Life. I am your host, Eric. Why don't you walk with me as I try my best to help you get to the next level in your life? So without further ado, here is Keep Going. Let's start the show.
Hello, 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 everybody, and thank you so much for listening in to another episode of Keep Going. Of course, I am Eric with the Mystery Project and with TMP Life, so thank you so much for listening. As always, you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you decided to be here with me. Thank you for that. Yeah, no, for real. Thank you for that. So, as always, you can go to tmplife.com. There you can go and read some of the blog posts that we've placed on there. I have some really good posts from T. Riley, as well as one from Renee Abrahamian. That post is actually really good. It's about manifesting and how it applies to you and what you can do to better yourself by simply manifesting things that you desire. And also, don't forget about the videos I have on there, some of my short films and some of my podcast episodes, too, including this one, which you'll be hearing in a little bit. So, yeah, definitely go to tmplife.com where you can check that out. I'm thinking about starting a Facebook page simply for my journals, because my journals have been doing really well thus far, and I'm really appreciative of that. So I think I may start a Facebook page on that. More to come on that pretty soon. And yeah, as far as the other books I have, the Awful Ass Journal, the Real Amazing Journal, which is the one for kids, and Live Lessons. That one is a really good one because it's full of motivation. It's 100 days, 100 motivational quotes, and it's definitely something worth considering given the times we're in right now. So we all need motivation in our lives, right? And I believe having this type of motivational book or this motivational journal will allow your mind to be at ease and allow your soul to be, I think, a lot more inspired to do more and to do better and to become a better person. So definitely check those out. And also, you cannot forget about my novel, Because I Wrote My Feelings. It's my collection of books, my collection of poems, short stories, and memoirs. So yeah, I have a plethora of things, y'all. Definitely go to tmplife.com to check it out. So yeah, this particular episode right here is going to be a really special one. Today is a very special day for me, and I am really appreciative of the day. It is my 10-year anniversary, my 10-year wedding anniversary, and I will say this much. It took an act of Congress to get this person on, to get her on. She did not want to be involved in it. She didn't really want to have anything to do with what I do. And that's a good thing, simply because she is more of the analytical person. She's more of the like, hey, tell me what I need your help with from the numbers standpoint. And I'm fine with that. She's completely out of her element, and you'll hear it in the very beginning. But overall, it ended up becoming a really good conversation. If you don't know who I'm talking about right now, it's my wife, Tawna Lewis. And yeah, this is probably the first and last time you'll hear her. I'm being funny about it because it's kind of cool, actually. You know, yeah, y'all just don't understand. It took a while. It took a while for me to allow her to warm up to it. So yeah, it was good stuff. But at any rate, I believe it came out really good. You kind of peek into the mind of the relationship that we have a little bit, as well as the type of person she is. And again, she's a very loving person, and I love her to death. And you can just tell like the amount of love and appreciation that I have for her. It is a cheese fest, I will say that much, but ultimately it was a good conversation. And so yeah, y'all, check it out. This is my conversation with my wife, Tawna Lewis.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to another amazing episode of Keep Going. Of course, I am Eric with the TMP Life, and I have an amazing person with me. And the reason why I have this person with me today is because, given everything that's going on with the coronavirus and stuff, I just wanted to show my appreciation to this person. Yeah, it's pretty awesome stuff. And one of the things I wanted to say about this person is that I've been with her for a long time, for 16 years now. 16 years, I think. Yeah. And one thing I can say is how much I've grown over the years. And in fact, one of the reasons for my last episode this past weekend was because I wanted to show growth from then up until now. And I'll say one of the most important pieces of my growth is the person that's next to me. She doesn't understand how grateful I am and how important she is in my life. And I'll be honest, I was immature, starting off young, selfish, stubborn. I was immature, but through a lot of appreciation, a lot of growth, and a lot of love, I feel I've become a much better person with this person by my side. And if you don't know who I'm talking about now, you're crazy. I would like to introduce everybody to the better half of the relationship that I have in my life, the love of my life, the most important person in my life, Miss Tawna Lewis.
That was really nice. And yes, it's been about 16 years.
And yeah, it's been about 16 years. And
and this Friday will make 10 years married.
Yes. And that's one of the reasons why, because by the time you hear this, it'll be 10 years to the day that Tawna and I jumped the broom. And I know you guys have never heard of her. You hear about her all the time. But I just wanted to bring her on and just, again, show my appreciation to who she is and just tell her how much I love her and everything. And it took the act of Congress to get her ass on here, I'll be honest with you. But ultimately, you know, she understands what I do. She loves me, and she understands what I do. She understands how important it is, and she decided to take one for the team. So I really, really appreciate you for doing that. No, I really do.
It's not in my element. I don't like, I just puts me out of my element. But, you know, just getting her done.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you know, this is my wife, y'all. I've been knowing her for a long time. And this is, again, she's a lot of times behind the scenes when it comes to things. But anyway, I'm actually talking about, I just wanted to talk about growth and just talk about what your thoughts are on it and stuff. Like, what do you think a good relationship means to you?
For me, it's, you know, the yin and the yang. You know, this is out of my element, but, you know, I know this is something that you're comfortable with. But for me, it's more of, you know, hey, where's the structure? Where are the numbers? And, you know, so I'm the ground and you're the sky. So that's what makes it work, and being able to meet in the middle.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what it's about. It's all about meeting in the middle, y'all. And, you know, our relationship, I like to always say, our relationship is a unique one. It's not the typical type of relationship. You know, everyone has their ups and downs and things like that. But, you know, I would always say this, but I can count on one hand how many times we've actually had, like, hard up arguments.
We just don't do that. You know, we may disagree, but we know how to communicate and see each other's perspective on what the situation is. Because again, you know, being opposite in some areas, you won't agree, but the one thing, but we also have a lot of things in common. And one of those things is that we do know how to keep an open mind and listen to each other. And I kind of pull that back to that we're both Virgos, so we're very similar on that level.
We are. And that's the beauty of the relationship that you and I have. It's, again, I can only count on one hand how many times we've had arguments, or we've had, like, you know, severe hangups and things like that. You know, a lot of times we've had disagreements that all married couples do, but ultimately this is something that you know, we always tend to work it out. I mean, and a lot of times it's not even really that anything serious enough to where we have to work it out. It's more of a, you know, it's just, okay, you know, we disagreed on it, we debated on it or whatever, and, you know, we get past it. And, you know, it's just, I'm very appreciative of that type of relationship, because, you know, we've all had relationships like that before where it's less like, it's just a mess, you know. And looking back at it, you know, you learn something from it. And you grow with it, you know? So, again, I just,
I just appreciate you for being who you are and just being patient and being kind and being loving, you know, producing two beautiful children, you know, with Brianna and with Kennedy, and then taking mine, you know, Ariane. You know, just I appreciate that. I really do. So, yeah.
Oh, that was really nice, babe. But, you know, for the two of us, you know, looking back on 16 together, 10 married, it's, you know, it's been, like I said, a lot of ups and downs, but we've always tried to keep a common goal. And, you know, another cool thing about us is that we also don't mind being in the now, being spontaneous and, you know, taking a chance and taking a leap of faith. And sometimes it worked out for us, sometimes it didn't.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it didn't. And, you know, I've talked about that a little bit on the podcast. And, you know, just a lot of things we do, a lot of times when we do it, it's always in good timing, you know. Like you said, you know, it's always it always benefits us. And sometimes we miss, you know. But again, together, you know, together we get past it and together we learn from it. You know, everything is about an experience, you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
It gives you a story and then also shows you what your relationship is made out of. Can you live and take the ups with the downs, the goods with the bads? And I'm pretty sure my English was not good with that, but
go look. This is a key going. Go, we don't care. It don't matter. Like the listeners, they don't give a damn about what you say. You can curse if you want. It don't matter.
Those who know me know I will not.
But no, you know, it's just, you're right. Like, you know, it's 16 years, you know, together, 10 years married. And, you know, I remember the time when when I proposed, you know, it was funny, you know, we were in Walmart. Was it Walmart parking lot?
Going to Walmart.
Yeah.
And you pulled into some random abandoned shopping center. Yeah.
Yeah.
And said my car was something. My car was riding funny. Like your car riding funny. Oh, okay.
Right. And when I opened the hood. I popped the hood or whatever, and she had no idea I was about to propose to her. Yeah, we was in some old random. Now that I think about it, I think it was a those storage units, a storage place or whatever. And I pulled over to the side, and I was like, "Yeah, I think something's going on with your car." And I popped the hood, and I had the ring in my hand, and I popped the hood, and I got out the car.
Yeah, but I was sitting on the passenger side, and I think you were like, you need to come see this. And I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm looking at, but I'll come look.
And,
yeah.
And as soon as she turned, you know, got out the car and turned around, I was on my knee. Like, what? Like, what? No, but, you know, she was like, what's that?
Yeah, I was like, stop playing.
Yeah, he was like, stop playing, yeah. And then you were like, you know, it was a moment, you know, I knew, you know, when I got the ring, I knew. Even before I got the ring, I knew. Because when there was an opportunity for you to move to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And when you moved to Georgia, you were, if I recall, you were afraid to tell me about it or something like that. I can't remember. But it was something like that. And you were like, I just don't know how to tell you, but I have to move to Georgia. And I was like, okay, when we going? Yeah. You know? And I was like, when we going? You know, I knew at that moment, I knew that it was going to be something special between us. And it's been special ever since. And, you know, I may not say it a lot. You know, I may have a thousand and one things going on. You know, a lot of times I may seem like I'm way busier than it may look like I am. Or I may seem like I'm way busier than it may look like I am. But just know, I love you, you know.
And I love you too. And, you know, for your busyness, when I need you, you're there. And that's the most important thing. You know, I don't need a lot of time, but when I do need support, it comes in spades. And
she's, oh yeah, I'm picking my toes while and
my daughter Kennedy's right here. She's like, "Daddy, stop." She's like, "Stop." And oh, I know, right? Ew. I'm sorry.
But yeah, but as anytime I need support, anytime I needed to talk through a decision to, you know, make sure I can get out of my own head and get some positivity and some clarity without all the doom and gloom, you know, that's where you're getting my yin to my yang. Mm-hmm. And it makes me stronger.
Yeah.
It makes me make good decisions to not overthink it. So I appreciate you for that, and I love you for that as well.
And just on the flip side of that, you know, it's, you know, I'm the dreamer. I'm the guy who I dream big and I go big. And you're the one who kind of talks me down, or not even talking me down, but just kind of be like, well, hold on, you know, focus on one thing at a time. So you're that person who stops me. You know, I'll jump off the ledge without a parachute. But you're the one who actually like, wait, hold on, let's think about this now. Like, you know, what look at it from a logistical standpoint, you know, what needs to be done. Okay, let's follow the plan. Like, even when, you know, when we even when it comes to finances and stuff, you like, what's the plan? Okay, so let's do what we got to do. Let's get a game plan in place. And, you know, and I'll be the first to tell you, everything works well when you have a plan in place. Because if you don't have a plan in place and you begin to just kind of go all over the place with it, it becomes a very, it reminds me of something that I heard a long time ago when a guy said, you know, a goal without a plan is like a ship without a captain, just going all over the place on the ocean with nowhere to go, you know? And so you are my yin, you know, to me being yang. You are my person who can keep me on the up and up. And I promise you, this is not a, you know, an ass kissing session or anything like that. This is, you know, I'm just showing appreciation.
I was wondering.
I know. It's 10 years. It's 10 years, y'all. 10 years married. A lot of people can't say that. You know, a lot of people we know, a lot of people we talk to or whatever, they can't say 10 years. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because you got to follow your heart. Choose the person that you know that you're supposed to be with. But it's, you know, 10 years is big, y'all. And we're pretty much done. So again, I just really wanted to wanted to say thank you for finally getting on Keep Going on the podcast. I know it took a lot, you know, to have you do this, and I really appreciate you, because that just goes to show again, you're willing to help me become better, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you, babe.
Love you too, baby. So as you can see, like I said before, it was a pretty interesting conversation, y'all. And it peaked into kind of the idea, because a lot of people didn't know exactly how I proposed, but it was a really interesting and a really weird proposal. But again, our relationship is unique, like I said before, and it's very good. It's a very good relationship. Again, we've been going strong for 10 years for 16 years. Married for 10 years. And again, I can count on one hand, maybe two, how many times we've actually had arguments, like an actual argument. And a lot of it is because, you know, either one, it's all about compromise, right? You have to learn how to compromise with the person that you're with. If you don't have that, and if you're going to continue to stay stubborn or be stagnant in your own mindset, in your own level of thinking, then one, the relationship will never grow. And two, there won't ever be a level of trust involved in it. So you have to learn how to compromise, y'all, and you have to learn how to pick your battles and you know, take the good with the bad, and just appreciate the time that you have with that person, and love the time that you have with that person, and ultimately love that person. You know, so if you're in a relationship right now, or if you're struggling in a relationship right now, there's nothing wrong with taking the time to make it work and to try to figure out how you can make it work. And definitely do that, y'all. And that's ultimately one of the main pieces or components of being a better you. Learning when to pick your battles, learning when to compromise, learning when to love, learning when to give up, and learning when to continue to fight on. So yeah, that's it. You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. So
At any rate, y'all, I am out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Keep Going. This will be my season finale, y'all. I am going to take a little bit of time off because I am working on a couple of other ventures. So I'm going to take maybe about a month or so off. You never know. I'll come back probably faster than that, but you never know. So at any rate, I am Eric with the TMP Life. I thank you so very much. Definitely go buy the books, y'all. It's on my website right now, tmplife.com. And until the next time, I'll see you guys soon.